The sun struck our tent at 6:09, making early rising easy. Now we are crossing the meadow beside a track ankle deep in water, its film of ice too thin to bear our weight. The day stretches before us, long like our shadows, reaching over Pinch Oak Pass to the summit of Perkins and back, the second arm of the T our 4 days' journey traces on the land. Later we will walk on jumbled rock and sun-pocked snow, cursing or blessing each according to little more than how its firmness suits the moment's purpose. Our ice axes by turns essential tools and spiky walking sticks. Water will be everywhere, filling lakes smooth and flat or crazed with broken ice, running in rivulets from shrinking patches of snow. Mole burrows will cross the ground laid bare, and the damp earth will be pink with shooting stars, blooming days before the mosquitoes that also grow there. Beside them, ears of corn not yet opened into lilies. Will we again find black dots of eggs in pools where croaking quiets at our approach? Marmots and deer, too, will cock their heads, regarding us in stillness, before bouncing away on long smooth legs or short fluffy ones. Perhaps we smell. Certainly we mean no harm. But I prefer to think curiosity is still a dangerous trait to these creatures. My companion names peaks and plants at my every question, sharing her love and knowledge of her Sierran home as we make our slow way through it, stopped as often by the wonder of it all as by the need for another bite, or drop, or breath.